at a press conference streamed online, Blessed Runesu Geza, a veteran of Zimbabwe's 1960s and 1970s Liberation War and a member of Zimbabwe Central Committee, called President Emmerson Mnangagwa to step down immediately. He accused Mnangagwa of failing to live up to the promises he made in 2017 when he came to power with the army's help. He says, "We have so many people who died fighting for the liberation of this country. We have no decent graves, which is now being turned into a banana republic by the likes of Emmerson while we are watching. People looting fans. The masses struggling while we are like spectators in a country we fought for. So we are saying, as war veterans, enough is enough. You have shown that you have failed. It can't get anyways. Corruption has become a security threat because these people are being protected by Emmerson. So as war veterans, including masses, we are being asked, why did you give us this kind of a person? We no longer like him. So we are pleading with you, live peacefully. If you don't, people will use the constitution for you to go," said Geza. In an interview with VOA, ZANU-PF spokesman Farai Marapira dismissed the calls for Mnangagwa to step down.
"The party position is clear. The party position is given through clear channels. So we cannot really dignify rogue rantings by responding to them. People speak their mind outside of the party. That's part of democracy, but the party position is clear. We had conference, and that is what we work with. Anything else is just ranting."
At a recent ZANU-PF conference, party leaders passed a resolution that Mnangagwa should seek a third term in 2028, assuming the party can force through amendments to the constitution. Party. Zimbabwe's constitution, adopted in 2013, allows parliament to impeach and remove the president if lawmakers feel is incapacitated. Mnangagwa is one of Africa's oldest heads of state. In 2028, he will be 86 years old. Columbus Mavungam, VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.